SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Chung Lei was one of the best-known Australian journalists in the world, broadcasting to millions as a host on the state-run China Global Television Network. One day in August 2020, that fame turned into a particularly cruel infamy. She was arrested, accused by authorities of national security-related offences. That began 3 years in custody in what she said were particularly confined conditions, at the mercy of a particularly opaque Chinese legal process. The details of the accusations against her were never clear, despite the lobbying of successive Australian governments and others. She was not granted regular contact with her partner or her two children. Now, that legal nightmare has ended almost as suddenly as it began. Without public warning, Chung Lei has been released and has now flown home to her family in Melbourne. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese confirmed the news.
Earlier today, I was able to have a conversation with an Australian citizen, Chung Lei, who has arrived safely here in Melbourne and has been reunited with her two children and her family. She was met at the airport by the Foreign Minister, Penny Wong. Her return brings an end to a very difficult few years for Ms. Chang and her family. This is an outcome that the Australian government has been seeking for a long period of time, and her return will be warmly welcomed, not just by her family and friends, but by all Australians.
Mr. Albanese says the Australian government will continue to provide consular support to Ms. Chung and her family. The Prime Minister is gently taking credit for Ms. Chung's release, positioning the news within the overall framework of his government's approach to relations with Australia's largest trading partner.
Well, we made the same representations in private that were made in public by myself with President Xi, with Premier Li. We had two good constructive meetings. That doesn't mean that everything was agreed. What I've said about the relationship with China very clearly is that we will cooperate where we can, we'll disagree where we must, and we'll engage in our national interest.
Yet even with Ms. Chung having landed in Melbourne, the government still has to tread carefully with China. Mr. Albanese refuting a question suggesting China has declared Ms. Chung not guilty of what she was accused.
No, their legal... China would not say that that's the position. China would say that the judicial processes had been completed in China.
Indeed, Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Wong Wenbin says Ms. Chung was actually serving a sentence imposed by a Chinese court and has been allowed to leave because the sentence is finished. He also refutes allegations Ms. Chung was not granted her consular rights.
As regards your question, competent department has released a piece of news. The Division 2 Court of Beijing held a court, and Chung Lei was sentenced to 2 years and 2 and 11 a month. After she served the sentence, she was released. I'd like to stress that the Judicial Department had this sentence in accordance to law and protect every right of Chung Lei in accordance to law, including her consular rights.
There's bipartisan support for Chung Lei's release in Australia. Opposition leader Peter Dutton and Foreign Affairs spokesman Simon Birmingham accrediting former Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne for her efforts to secure Ms. Chung's release when she was in office. They're also urging people not to forget about Dr. Yang Hengjun, an Australian academic and blogger who continues to be detained in China. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.